Welcome back to the Real Atlanta Podcast.
Welcome to the Real Atlanta Podcast.
That real rap shit. It's your boy D-John ATL. Follow me at Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, every platform. Follow me at.
And it's your girl Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at Taylor.M.Goosby, Facebook. Yeah. And also follow TK Styles, my hair page.
Y'all so, do that though. Taylor J got back in town.
Oh, yeah.
How was the trip?
Took a trip to Cali. Was up in the hills, you know.
Getting high as fuck
up in the hills. I was high. I rode some damn horses on a damn mountain and shit. Mm. Them shits. You recording me?
Nah, bro. I'm just holding my phone.
Look, when people
like
be
that.
Holding up their phone, hey, you gotta
be cautious, goddamn. Like,
you never know. Like, people be holding up their phone, be trying to record on the fleet side.
Hey, I'm telling you.
I love Cali. Cali just give me just such a peaceful vibe. Everybody mind their business. I mean, it's just peaceful out there. The air is peaceful. I don't think I could move out there.
For real? You a Georgia peach like that?
I am.
What?
I don't think I can live anywhere else but where I live right now.
What? Why is that? You think you have, like, homes in those places, but
Yeah, I can have vacation homes, okay, or, like, have a home to go to when mm-hmm. I just go to that city and stuff, mm-hmm. but, or that state, but I can't live there.
Damn.
I don't think I can live anywhere that has, like, a body of water.
What?
Like that. I don't know,
scared?
I'd be scared that, you know, hurricane gonna happen.
They don't usually get hurricanes, I don't think. They have earthquakes, though.
See, I ain't got time for that. The only natural disaster I'm used to is the thunderstorm or a tornado.
I ain't
used to all the other stuff, but we rarely get tornadoes. And really, this is tornado season. Well,
yeah,
April
it's about to start.
May, uh-huh. June. But yeah.
Y'all get earthquakes here?
I mean, every...
We got one like a few years ago.
They be like... We got
a little
trembles.
It wasn't
a little shaky. Yeah, you sleep through it.
We got it.
They be having shit where the ground opened up.
Y'all remember when it was one?
Yeah.
We felt it that time, but it wasn't like
it don't be like no LA.
I thought I was hungover one time. It was an earthquake. I literally felt myself.
Like, yeah, that
shit
be
here or
LA.
Oh, okay,
the ground opened up in LA. Mm-hmm. Like the ground to open up. Like hell no.
And then we see
be falling
so many,
in the earth, bro. That shit.
We
crazy
seen so many like houses that's like built on top of each other. Like they built like this. Like on mountains, on hills,
and they just
I was like, I can't live like that.
For real, mm-hmm. It is. Dang.
Yeah, that's how it looked. Like,
what you mean?
The houses look like they were on top of each other. You know how like Buckhead houses is. If you really go through the neighborhoods of Buckhead, like you will see like they houses like on top of each other, and that's how the houses was in Cali when we went to It was when we
they
went to like
houses?
Hollywood and like Beverly Hills. They
it
were
close
houses.
As hell.
They were, yeah, they just
close. Yeah, we
mm-hmm.
seen. Yeah, we seen something like that too here.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. That's why I said, bro, I need me a yard, bro. I need to be away. Like this is damn near too close.
You
know
acres.
What I'm saying? Yeah,
you need
bro.
Acres.
I need more of a distance between, like, my house and the next house. Like, mm-hmm. as soon as we step off our yard, like. The next house is right there. You and somebody
else.
That's
why, like you hear
stuff.
A lot of stuff when you close to houses and stuff. You hear.
You hear
I want to be able.
Shit,
bro. Oh, that happened yesterday. Oh, I didn't even know what happened.
No, you know, I'm pulling out the driveway. Like, wait, what?
Exactly. Like, that's how I want to live.
Next door? That happened next door? Nah, I ain't heard nothing about that.
I ain't seen none of that.
I was in my own world. Got
be a real black person who mind their business for real.
I'm telling you, bro. Over here, you can't do that shit. You right there, nigga.
But some must things is to do in Cali. I guess you can go ride the horses. Now that I'm thinking about it, it was a lot of fun.
Was it worth it?
Yeah.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it ain't worth losing your life over.
No, no, I'm saying
time,
like
but...
the pain that you feel.
Oh, hell no. Nah. When I tell y'all, you're going to be sore. Like, because we was on the horses for like 2 hours.
What?
So you're going to be sore because we did like an hour. Hour like to go to the, I think we did like a 7 mile around the mountain, but we was going like this around the mountain.
Mm-mm, I can't do that.
See that's even
and
worse.
And the
too.
Horses they like to go on the edge, so they like to be on the edge. And my horse, he was being so disobedient, y'all. Like, he was not listening to me for nothing. His name was Senior. He was not listening.
Were y'all walking with people too? Like, somebody was holding them while y'all walking?
No, we were on the horses the whole entire
time. Y'all controlling the horses?
Yes.
I'm saying, wasn't no person walking with y'all?
We had two tour guides. Oh, one in the front and then one in the back. What you mean? The horses my whole thing was, I don't know what this horse thinking. He
exactly,
probably like,
this
bitch heavy, I'm finna throw her
off. Yes,
like,
right.
That's my mindset.
Yes, bro.
And then he kept wanting to eat the grass. So I had to keep pulling them.
Oh, see, hell
mine was being, his horse was being so chill.
Bro, like, them niggas was big as fuck, though.
They is. They trying to scare me. I was scared. I ain't gonna lie.
Them bitches.
I was just scared because I didn't know. Then one, he just kept just fucking with me. Like, y'all, when I say he did the little giddy up thing, we going like down the hill a little bit. He just started going fast. Yeah. I had to pull his ass back. And I had to, ooh. I was like, I was holding on for dear life.
Like that. I can't.
And they like to be on the edge. Like, we was legit. Like, we should post some pictures of.
Yeah, I should.
But on the podcast of the pictures that I got. Let me show you.
That shit crazy, bro. I cannot get on the horse, bro.
Yeah, drop it to the computer.
I don't know why I can't get on the horse.
Now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she can put it on the screen. But I can't get on no horse, bro. It's just something about how big them niggas are. Like, they some they wild animals, bro. Like, I can't do it, bro.
It was just my whole thing. I just didn't know what they was thinking.
40, 50 miles.
Yes, bro.
You see it.
Yeah.
Look how you can see how strong they are, bro. Them niggas, they, bro. Fuck that. I can't.
Like,
I can't do it, bro. I don't see it. Y'all brave, bro. And going up a mountain. Did Pooh and Lily go?
Oh yeah, we all did.
Oh, y'all all went. Okay. Damn.
We like, you see how close I was? We was even closer to that.
Now, this post fucked me up, Taylor. This post, right? It say, face one of my 1,000 fears, right?
1,000 fears.
So, I'm like, I instantly thought, like, damn, what's the other 999 that she got? Like, what
I don't
fuck?
Know yet, but I know it's that
You know,
many.
That was one of them.
I know that. Yeah, that's one of them. That's all I know. But
I was like, damn, so she got 999 other fears.
Nah, for real, like, it was, you see Senior, look at him, he just.
Damn,
he
she
was,
know the nigga name.
He
look
was
at Senior.
Bad. No, because then they called us the horse's name, so they'll tell us, like, say, my horse, he kept eating grass, they was like, Lady Senior, like, tell your horse, you know, not eat grass, or, so, like, pull him away, and then we had to keep kicking it. I be thinking I'm hurting them, but they
exactly.
Probably can't feel that.
They probably feel a little bit, but it's just like a little, yeah, a little hit, like, mm-hmm. Shit, that ain't that. Come on, keep going. Oh, shit.
Was your picture?
Mike
was behind you?
That was Brown taking my pictures.
Oh,
she
wow.
Was like, you want some pictures? I was like, hell no, I'm ready to get down.
Did y'all get off in the middle or at the top?
And got no, we didn't. We never got off the horses.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
I think that's one thing that you should do. Also, we went to a winery. And the winery was really, really nice.
You got drunk?
We got drunk. That night. That was the drunkest night off wine.
Why I'm smelling wine right now? Oh, shit. I'm tripping. I like, bro, I smell that shit. Like, soon
wine
she said,
down Wednesday, y'all.
Soon she said winery, I was like, that wine in here? What the fuck?
But, yeah, the winery was nice. We ended up staying in, like, a hotel. It was really, really nice. We had so much fun. The food was good. We ate a lot of vegan food.
Okay.
But it was really, really good. I enjoyed myself.
How was that plane ride?
Going there, horrible. Coming
free?
Back, peaceful. It was the 3.5-hour flight. Coming back, and it was like a 5-hour flight going there.
Why is that?
I learned that the wind, like going back this way, the wind is more
it's carrying.
Yeah,
what?
Basically.
And then going there, you going against it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
It took us. I was so ready to get off that plane. Like, yeah. I don't like to sit on planes for a long time. I can't.
Yeah, 5 hours.
I can't
long,
do it, especially you
time.
In like you. Well, luckily we flew Delta this time, which is my favorite airport. We flew Delta this time, so it was real comfortable this time. Delta is like really the best airport.
I never want to fly another airline.
I mean, airline.
You say you never would?
I don't want to. Why was it bad on the way there, though, besides the time? Or just because how long you were on there?
How long I was on there and I couldn't really go to sleep. Mm. I couldn't fall asleep for nothing. So I guess I was just so anxious to get there. Just wanted to like get it over with. But yeah, it was a good time. Y'all make sure y'all go visit the Sunset Ranch if you want to go ride horses. And I don't know what the winery was called, but it's in Solvang. So we went up like north. way up north. Kind of. We went to the beach. That water was too cold.
Oh, y'all went to the beach too?
Yeah, but we didn't get in.
We went to the beach 3 times.
I gotta go to the beach.
So, yeah.
And they celebrated 420 yesterday.
Oh yeah, 420 was yesterday. You know, if you a real smoker, you know, it don't really.
Yeah, it ain't really nothing. Yeah, it's another day.
It's another day to get higher.
You may put a few more in the air, but you still doing the same shit. You seen what the LA the Las Vegas Raiders put out?
What?
They say I can breathe 420.
Too soon.
Not even too soon. Never, bro. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's not.
They said, I think somebody said, when you trying to be cool and sociable to something that's not cool and sociable. Yeah. Like,
that's just like how white people be trying to joke and say, they trying to be cool, but it's like,
You trying too hard.
You doing too much.
Just put a weed plant and say 420, bro. Yeah,
if that was the case.
Bruh.
Yeah.
I mean, the verdict came out yesterday too, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I know
what they
was trying to do.
Yeah, it's not gonna work like that, bro.
And then he can't breathe because he
got found guilty, and they saying like it's a sigh of relief. I can breathe.
And
it's 420. It's a playoff.
You just can't say they tried too hard.
You tried too hard, bro. You tried too hard.
You can't. It could have been other ways they could have said.
Yeah,
like, without saying that.
They should just say what it is. Like,
yeah, like, hey, he going to jail and it's 420. Let's smoke. You know what I mean? Just keep it simple, bro. Mm-hmm. You try too hard. That's when you fuck up. Like, that shit was crazy. I still people calling for their head. They said that shit would never happen. They were still in Oakland. If they were still in Oakland, that shit. Yeah, they in Vegas. That shit would have never happened.
Speaking of, you know, the verdict and stuff, how do you feel about it?
Oh, man. I'm not.
Satisfied.
Yeah, it's like I'm not even relieved. Mm-hmm. It's like you supposed to do that. You know what I mean? Yes. It's like a parent wanting like praise me for taking care of my child. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you supposed to do that. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, it's common sense. So it got me in the way of like I was watching it last night, like all the celebrities posting, you know, what they think about it. And it was one that sat with me. It was like he said, basically, you know, I don't even know how to feel because it's leaving us at a point of like we've been treated with injustice for so long that when you get treated the right way, it's like
it still don't even feel like
how am I supposed to feel right now? Like, I'm so used to having to be mad after a verdict that when I do get a verdict that's in my favor, it's like, what do I do now? You know what I mean? It's like,
what are you supposed to do? It's supposed to be
what it is. But that's the thing. You don't know how to feel when it's supposed to happen because it doesn't happen. It was a stat that said, sorry to cut y'all.
No, you good.
It was a stat. What was the stat?
It said 16 out of, between 8 and 16 out of 12,000 this year.
This was for the police, black people.
It was 16 out of 12,000 plus in the last 16 that have years went, that have actually
went to court.
No, that was guilty.
So, yeah,
16 out of he would give them 16. 16 out of 12,000. You feel me? I give you 100. Crazy numbers, bro.
And I just feel like it's really sad that we have to, because I feel like even though how I feel, I'm happy that the verdict is guilty. I'm happy because that's a step. But it still doesn't make me.
But is it really a step?
That's the post
about. You feel me? We've taken that step 16 times and we still ain't.
But I'm just saying it's a, but I'm still not fully happy all the way. It's like I'm still kind of sad. I'm still kind of mad. I'm still kind of everything. Every emotion. Because, for one, it's still another part to this that we don't even know yet, which is the sentencing.
Exactly.
Which is how long he's going to be in jail, yeah, or exactly. How long, what are they going to give him?
Because he gives
and him I just mean. Feel like this needs to, he needs to be an example, and all the other ones need to be put in jail too, because I don't care if you are a police officer. It don't matter who you are. At the end of the day, we all are human. We all are people. You're still taking someone's life because you think, which is stupid, because you think that they about to harm you. That's what they whole little thing is. They about to get harmed, which is not what happened. So this is another question that I have for you. It's with the, I think her name is Makia. I don't know if that's Makia how you say Bryant. It. Okay, Makia Bryant. Mm-hmm. In the situation that's with her,
tough, bro, that's tough.
I don't know what to feel about it because
yeah. So what happened was they said she called the police,
mm-hmm.
and because some girls are trying to jump her,
mm-hmm.
Her family and her went outside and you know confronted the girls, and when they tried to fight her, she. You know, was about to beat up the girl, pulled out a knife. The brother was helping out with the other girl, mm-hmm, breaking it
I've
up.
Seen it.
Yeah, and she pulled out a knife and was about to stab the girl, which I feel like the police was not wrong for shooting her, but for you to just come out and openly just shoot and not say stop or freeze or, well, we don't have the audio, but he was not wrong for shooting her.
I would say shooting, yes.
He was wrong for shooting her?
Yes.
How?
Because you could have tased her.
How?
What you mean?
Okay, so let's put it like this. You're the police officer, right?
Let me tell you.
You're the police officer. Okay. Let me tell you like this. You're the police officer. I got a knife going to stab someone.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm able to, you tase me and I still stab this person and they die, that's life is on you. Because you didn't do everything in your possible will to stop me from stabbing that person.
Yeah. So and that's I understand why I said it's a touchy subject.
On that part, it's tough. But it's like, still like, bruh, the leg, you could have ain't, you know what I mean? Like, don't just get out the car and just start busting.
Yeah. He could have, he should have.
Say freeze or something. Yeah, like,
he should have shot.
How many situations? We like, oh, we gone. That's all they gotta do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, shoot
but
them in the air.
But still, though, if they don't, now that life.
Nah, you don't shoot them.
You supposed to protect and serve. So, it's fucked up. But if all the other killings didn't happen, we wouldn't. Yeah. Now it's like we.
Yeah.
We don't
give a fuck. Yeah.
No matter what the situation is. If a
you
white person
did it.
Kill
you
a black
did
person.
It. You shouldn't have did it at the end of the day, because we like
shot her somewhere else and it not resulted in death.
That's the only.
At least tried to.
Yeah.
She died. Okay.
Yeah. Like if you aim for the leg, and then you hit her and she died, like you said, from those wounds, then it is.
But
what it is.
My thing is, if you look at the videos when the cop when he turned around from shooting her. It was other cops around, but they didn't have out nothing.
It was?
If you look at the video, it looked like it was other people standing around.
What?
Other people and the cops standing around, and they didn't do nothing.
I mean, if I'm a citizen, I ain't gonna do nothing. But if other police officers...
It was a line of police cars. It was a hell of police cars out there. It just be situations like this, y'all. Like, it's not worth it.
It seem like the shit ain't even real, bro.
It don't.
It seem like the shit not even real. It's like it's...
And it ain't real because it's not happening close to us. We don't know nobody that has been affected by something like this. So it don't be feeling real.
It's crazy, bro. And he shot her right there. It's crazy, man. I mean, I understand... But I mean, the same thing with the boy, the 13-year-old boy that just got killed in Chicago.
Yeah.
Like, 7-year-old girl. Yeah, oh, they said that wasn't by police though. They said that was done by people in Chicago.
No, the McDonald's?
Yeah. They said that wasn't police.
That wasn't police officers? Uh-huh. They killed the daddy and the
7-year-old? The daddy died too?
Oh, I don't know. No, the daddy died. But
yeah, the little girl died.
So that was from
Drive people shooting. And then somebody
I thought they said the police.
Somebody had came out and said, which one did he shoot? The girl in the black. In the black. Yeah. But they said so this 7-year-old has died. Why are we not bringing as much awareness as a police shooting? Like, still, a young black person lost their life, so it need to be the same amount of outrage, or do we pick and choose?
I agree.
What happened?
Somebody came out and said with the 7-year-old that died in Chicago. She died at a McDonald's with her dad in the car. And the dad made a phone call, I think, to somebody and said, you know, they killed my baby. But somebody came out and said, do we still have the same amount of rage and frustration to a black child was still killed and murdered, but it just wasn't by the police. So do we pick and choose when we rage and outraged? Huh?
Who killed her? A black guy?
They don't know. They don't know who killed her. They don't know. They said they don't know. They don't know if this was an attack or...
I guess, in my opinion, I say it's not as rageful, or if that's a word, it's not as alarming, because the police are literally meant to, like you said, protect and serve.
Yeah, it's not that person's job to protect and serve. Yeah, yeah.
You signed up to protect and serve, not to kill black people.
Yeah.
So that's why the difference is.
And I think it just has become overwhelming with all these killings around us, like, off of just senseless killing, whether it's black-on-black crime, white-on-black crime, Asian-on-Asian, black-on-Asian, white-on-Asian. It's just...
What about white-on-white?
It has become... It's
Fuck them crackers, let them kill each other. Hey.
That too.
Fuck that shit. Look, Taylor, let me sip my fuck that shit.
But
let
no,
kill each other.
It's really, really rare that we how you gonna ask me if I need some more? And I'll try to hand it to you. But it's really rare that you would find white-on-white crime. Like, of course it's happening. Yeah. Like, we just don't really see it and know about it because we're not really. But.
No, because they don't put it out there.
What's going on with all these fucking shootings, bro? Like, mass shootings. What the fuck is going on? They say it's been 1,300 mass shootings.
They ain't really been saying nothing about that.
What the fuck is going on with this shit, bro? Like, niggas just walking in places shooting up shit?
They trying to start a war. That's what they be trying to do.
Like, this shit crazy, bro. Like, these folk just walking in. If I'm talking about any white, black, Mexican, all kind of races just walking in places pissed off, shooting up shit. Like, just kill yourself, bruh.
And they be killing themselves in the end.
Yeah, so. So what was the point? Just kill yourself. That shit, man. I've been seeing that shit like for the past probably month. These folks just walking in places.
So I got a question. When you go into places, do you ever think that you're gonna lose your life? Like, do it ever be a thing in your mind where it come in and be like, man, what if somebody come in here and shoot this shit up?
I mean, I do have those thoughts, but not where
losing your life. Like, it's crazy. I be thinking about that every time I go in a place.
Why do white crime is actually higher than black
crime? Because it's more whites.
But they don't report it as much either.
I mean, they don't report black on black as much. But the thing that they try to focus on is news is black crime feeding into the white communities. That's what keeps the ball rolling. It keeps the white people scared.
He just came into this neighborhood and robbed the neighborhood.
That's what they're concerned
just
about.
Just like they said, Ahmaud Arbery, that's what he did. They said it was recent break-ins, and they think that he was the one who did it or whatever. That's why they shot him.
To this day, I still wish.
Well, him because he was racist.
I wish he could have got one of them. He would beat his ass. I wish he would have got one of them. Yeah. Take one on with you. I still to this day.
And then the sad part about it, y'all really lame because y'all can't pick up y'all hands and fight. Y'all rather shoot. Could they get that shit whooped. Lame. That's how we know y'all lame, honestly.
And me and Nigel were just talking about this. I said, I believe that God is black, right? And she asked me why. I was like, because I feel like He wouldn't put us through as much as he's putting us through to not be one of us. And the way that the world all came from Africa, how it's breaking up into all, you can still, like, to this day, piece everything solely back to Africa. That's why Africa is right in the middle. Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, why he didn't put us on top then? And I said, think about it. We're stronger. Smarter, faster. Mm-hmm. You know, we have all these things that make us better than them. Mm-hmm. Already, we can dance. We have more rhythm. We have more, you know what I mean? Our skin texture is better. We have all these things that make us better already.
They were scientifically made.
If they would have been below us already and we had all the businesses and all that, they would stay down here. This is the only way for you put blacks down here for it to be equal. You see what I'm saying? So he wants an equal world, but that's the only way it can possibly be equal is by putting us down and having us to come up. Mm-hmm. Because if we already up, if we're doing everything smarter, faster, and we got all that already, and we own all the business and all the power and the money,
it's no fun.
Yeah, the whites would be non-existent. They wouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. That race would have died off years ago. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I understand that part of it. That's why I take the trend of God is black, I think. You know, but I don't know how we got here. I don't even know how I got on this subject. What were we talking about?
You just said that's why you think God is black. And I just let you explain.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, man. I just feel like at the end of the day, man, the police are here to protect and serve. Mm-hmm. So when I call the police officer to come to my house because I think somebody breaking in, I expect to not get shot because I'm a black person in a house with a gun.
But that's what might happen, though.
Yeah.
Which is sad because...
You can't even call the police.
It's like it was a video of this man was in his drawers coming down to the door because... The police was basically came in his house and basically said that somebody called about a break-in. But he was in his house and he was asleep. He came downstairs like, this is my house. Like, y'all trying to tell me somebody breaking in my house? This is my house. Like, he trying to let them know. And the sad part about it could have ended up way different than what it ended. Thankfully, he didn't get shot. Nothing didn't really happen. But I won't even say a misunderstanding, just a stereotype, because that's what they do. Mm-hmm. Just because you thought that, just because you think I'm black, you think I'm finna go in here and mm-hmm. rob something. When I'm literally in my, this man was in his underwear. Mm. Didn't have no shirt on or nothing. Mm. Like,
that shit crazy.
Now, I would say, police have a hard job because there is people that yep. there's a few bad apples who would mm-hmm. take their clothes off. And be in their drawers just to make the image look like
Hell yeah.
Or they could have just got finished raping the actual homeowner. Anything. They have a hard job.
They really do. Honestly, they really do. Because, I mean, when you pull somebody over, you don't know if that person is going to take your life. But at the end of the day, that's what you signed up for.
Yeah.
You signed up for. You said, I'm finna be a police officer. You know the risk. Same thing as a soldier. You know if... At any point in time, we can get called to war, and I got to go over there and kill some motherfuckers and fight for my life. Mm-hmm. You signed up for it. Don't sign up for it. If you going to be scared and a little punk-ass motherfucker every time somebody do this to you, you going to fucking flinch and pull out your gun, you shouldn't be a fucking police officer. Mm-hmm. You signed up for the shit. Huh? Is that because that's why I'm not signed up for it? Because I know. I'm going to be like, nigga, what? That protecting and serving. Yeah. You supposed to feel like, I will lose my life over this badge. Mm-hmm. And they don't do that no more.
They don't have to because they know they protected. Unions and stuff. They know they protected.
Like I said, it's the only practice that doesn't have a consequence after a death. They need to change that law. Every other practice has it. Doctors, if they malpractice, they going to jail. Mm-hmm. They kill somebody, they going to jail.
But you make somebody go to school for 12 years just to argue in a courtroom.
Yeah. And you could be a police officer in 18 months.
And you could less than 18 months. Bar a lawyer if they do something
yeah. Bed, yeah. Wrong. Yes. Every other practice is a punishment.
That lady went to jail. That's crazy. Just for helping her brother. She was a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
She helped her brother get a job or something.
Yeah, it was something simple. She helped her. She was a lawyer and she helped her brother no, I think he had traffic tickets.
Some simple shit.
And she had to go to jail. She fought the shit. She fought the shit for like 10 years. But they still ended up putting her ass in jail.
She had to be like at least 40 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What was she defending?
She basically got rid of the parking tickets or something. She called in a favor. But they was like, that's going against the code. Yeah. So they took her out of jail.
When white cops do it all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah, get the kids off.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, yep. It's crazy, man.
One of my just like
workers, her son, he probably 18, 19. In the back of the truck, drunk. They get pulled over. Only one of them go to jail. If it was black, all along.
Oh, yeah, you know it. Just
I'm
like
surprised that one person went to jail.
But he was driving.
Yeah. So they, they had to take somebody. They're just like, with, wasn't that Pooh?
Yeah.
Yeah, the same shit. Like, get taken to jail.
She the only one that got took to jail?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
No, it was...
Two blacks, yeah.
No, I think it was black and some other race.
But it wasn't white.
Well,
the white one didn't go to jail?
It was two white ones, right?
But one of them was sober driving. And then the one was in the passenger seat. They went home. And the other two went to jail.
But I'm saying, why, bro. So you get in trouble for going to jail if you in a car?
She was underage.
Oh, okay.
The reason is.
But still, why you gotta be lame?
The white girl didn't go.
And the black girl and the other girl went.
That's crazy, bro.
Yep, it says former Ohio judge, was sentenced to 6 months behind bars after being convicted of a felony related to her brother landing a court job. She was dragged from a courtroom on Monday as she protested her sentence.
So it wasn't parking tickets.
She got him a job.
She got him a job.
At the courthouse. And she had to do 6 months.
Yep, look at that shit. She losing her shit. She went. She fought it, bro. She fought it for years.
She was a former judge.
Yeah, she fought that shit for years. But see, you see how they do her? Like that police officer that defended that. It was the white cop. She didn't defend the white cop, but she went against him. And they tried to take her pension. She just got it back.
Yeah, because they ain't going to do that to a white person.
Yeah, and she was defending another black person because the white police officer was trying to have him at gunpoint or some shit. She was like, put the gun down. You remember that video? It was a viral video. Mm-hmm. She was like, put the gun down. What are you doing right now? She was talking to the white guy. Cursed him out there.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, it was doing the rise and all that shit.
And then what happened?
They kicked her off the force and she lost her pension. So she been fighting it this whole time trying to get her pension back. Yeah, she was a black cop.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, it was a viral video. I'm pretty sure y'all remember if y'all see it. But yeah, she did, like, she just got her pension back.
She stopped the chokehold from happening.
Yeah, he was about to,
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing that.
That shit crazy.
But just like Andrew Cuomo, they said I don't know if this is true, but I seen a post that said he got fired from ESPN.
Who?
Andrew Cuomo.
Andrew Cuomo?
How do you say it?
From CNN?
Mm-hmm. No, ESPN.
Oh.
Or CNN.
That was Chris that got fired from CNN.
Cuomo, I think he's a mayor or a governor or something.
That's it. Yeah, he.
Well, one of them are brothers. They're brothers.
They brothers. Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo and Chris Cuomo. So Chris got fired?
Yeah.
From CNN?
Yeah.
What?
Cuomo. C-U-N.
What?
M-O.
When did this happen?
Cuomo. Something like that.
Because of that what he did the other week?
What he said about...
White people, kids got to start getting killed?
Before...
What?
Well, I don't know. They said that he...
What?
I don't know if he got fired, but that's what I seen a post that said he did. But
it's two brothers. Andrew Cuomo, he's the mayor of New York.
It wasn't Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew is the mayor of New York, and Chris Cuomo is on CNN.
Andrew is the older looking one, right?
Why did I not hear about this?
I don't know if he got fired, but something happened.
Okay.
It wasn't that one.
Somebody asked, why hasn't Chris Cuomo been fired?
It wasn't him. It was the other brother, the younger
one. Yeah, that's the it was, older brother.
So it's Andrew. It's Andrew.
And I like both of them.
Yeah, but they, no. I like both of them. Chris, he wasn't going for nothing. When this pandemic happened, he was like, shut New York down. We not finna do all this. He been, I like him.
He's a Democrat.
But, but basically, because of what he said, when he said, basically, police reform meant will not happen until whites start getting killed, until white kids start getting killed, white, you know, stuff like that start happening.
Which one is who? Because I'm confused.
The older looking one is Chris.
The older brother is Chris?
Yeah.
The older brother is the governor. That's Andrew, the older one.
Oh.
The younger one is the one that's on CNN. Okay. Just look at the faces. The ugly motherfucker who don't wear makeup. He the motherfucker that's the governor.
He might not have got fired.
And Chris trying to be pretty motherfucker. Damn, man, that is crazy.
White people comment. First one.
This one?
Yeah.
They can't let go of Chris. They can't let him go, man. He too, he. I mean, they can, but he damn near is seeing it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, people look forward to watching him.
Yeah, like Auntie Gwen. Every night. I was about to call her. Like, what? Chris got fired?
I mean, I'm not saying that they should kill, you know, white people or nothing like that.
The only time they gonna realize.
But that is the only way that they might realize that it needs to happen. Like,
that's basically what you just said. You said, like, when I said killings are, it's like, it's shit, it's like it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
And you just said, because it's not affecting us, it didn't happen directly to us.
Mm-hmm.
And for the same thing with them, they see black people getting killed, it's like, oh, that it's not in my backyard, it's not in my neighborhood. Yeah,
I'm good.
Even if they do have some empathy towards it, it's still like, it's not in my backyard. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, you gotta have some. It gotta be. I mean, it has to be.
So Fox News host Greg Gutfeld.
Fuck Fox.
Gutfeld called attention to Cuomo's remarks in his monologue Monday night, saying that the CNN host almost sounded like he wasn't the privileged, wealthy brother of a governor. And what brilliance! His solution to police brutality, more police brutality. It's like that diet where you get healthy by eating tons more ice cream and pizza. But since he suggested white kids might need to be killed by cops, maybe he will cover it if it actually happens. Because right now, he would ignore that since it doesn't fit the narrative that police brutality is only racial. But if Chris's comments strike you as thoughtful, you've been struck by a brick during a peaceful protest and have been brain damaged. Because just a few short months ago, I am so tired of playing this clip, but we have to. Remember, he mocked concern for victims of violence, said Gutfeld.
And he might have did that, but he said something that was a fact. That's what it is.
You can't shun a person for speaking up for something,
mm-hmm.
and then try to say, oh, but try to throw more dirt on his name.
Yeah, like
at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck if it's Donald Trump. I don't give a fuck who it is. Donald Trump can come out and say right now, if white kids start getting killed, black people will care more. If he came out and said it, I would say, I don't fuck with that nigga, but he's talking some real shit right now.
And that's one thing about black people. We might not like you, but if you talking with some real shit, we're going to be like, that's some real shit, but we still don't fuck with you.
It's like, I don't give a damn what he said previous. I don't give a damn if the person, that's like saying something I said to a girl 5 years ago, calling her a bitch and a hoe, and 5 years later, I go to my girlfriend and say, I'll never call you this. And then somebody say, hell no. Nigga, I remember 5 years ago, you called your other girlfriend a bitch. So it's like, nigga, I can't grow and evolve and grow the process of life. Like, nigga, I don't give a fuck what he said.
And he did not say he did not say that that should happen. He said that when if it does happen, that's when police reforming is going to happen. He did not say that should happen. He didn't have a solution. Yes, he just basically said that that's when he feels like when that happens, if it happens, that's what's gonna happen.
That's what he feels.
Yeah, and that's his opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just the truth.
Solve it before it gets.
Exactly.
Yeah, like he, exactly. Then y'all missing that whole point.
Yeah, missing the whole point.
You missing the whole point. When he basically telling you, just do this, just change now so we won't have to go, we won't have to do this. But y'all like, they like to just see what's going to happen when it happen.
They don't want to see it. It's just they don't want to see it. They don't want to believe that it's a problem with the police. Mm-hmm. They don't want to believe that, you know, it's an issue that we really out here getting killed. They don't want to believe that.
And they, and it's just crazy because racist people don't understand. They think the police be with them, but the police only care about their life. Because guess what? You they in the crowd, white people in the crowd, they're going to mix right in with us. And guess what? They're going to get y'all just like they're going to get us.
You see,
so don't think that y'all secluded or don't think that y'all ain't a target because y'all, they really are too.
Yeah. You seen,
what's yes, they can shot? See us better because we got color on this. I'm just saying. That's why they mess with us. Pretty sure if everybody was white, they would not mess with nobody.
You hell, right?
But
all
right. Sorry.
What's his name? the nigga from Puerto Rico got shot.
Oh, yeah, Baby Blue.
Who is he?
Part you just said it.
I don't know this man. He I know
Baby Blue. Whoa.
I do not know. I know Spectacular and what's the nigga with the dreads? The crazy looking motherfucker.
That's what you just said.
Oh, that's him? Well, that's
all the nigga. You talking about
the crazy looking nigga from Florida.
I know who you talking about, but I don't know his name. Slick'em.
Slick'em, yeah, mm-hmm. That my dog. He was a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
The rapper out the group. I don't know none of them other niggas. Oh, and what's the other one? Pleasure. That's me. It. Who is he?
He been on that album cover since they came out.
This one?
Right. Yeah. Yes. See, I know Pleasure, I know Spectacular, I know Stigma. Who is this random ass?
He been in Pretty Ricky.
I've never seen this guy before.
That's it.
I've never in my life.
I always called him Baby Blue.
I still never knew who this man.
I wonder if
they
say
he's in critical condition. Mm-hmm. So that's not good.
Ew, looking back, they are not it. They're not cute.
These are older pictures. This is older picture, baby.
Spectacular was my boo. He making money now.
Yeah, that nigga got a little business trading or something. He doing some crazy shit.
Smart.
But get well soon, Baby Blue, man.
Yes.
They say he got shot in Florida.
Yeah, get well soon, for real. The violence is not worth it.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Some of that shit get pushed under the rug, but I'm praying. Mm-hmm. Healing thoughts and prayers are with you, man.
Yes. Speedy recovery, I hope so.
What else? R. Kelly. You seen that shit?
No, what happened?
Oh, you ain't heard about R. Kelly. Mm-mm. You heard about R. Kelly? So, he witnessed tampering. So, basically, one of the girls who accused him of, you know, all the things that he was doing, she went back home with her family. And one day, she came outside, and her car was bombed. Her car was set on fire, it blew up. And they go the car right there. Yeah.
Oh, she the...
So the car was blown up. So
she the one that...
What? You ain't gonna say it?
No, she just... she done chilled out now, but when she came out on social media and stuff, she was getting on my nerves.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, so the car blew up, and... So they went to R. Kelly, and one of R. Kelly associates pled guilty to doing it. Guess why he pled guilty?
Why?
He was caught red-handed. Literally red-handed.
So he was caught doing the shit?
No. So they went through his phone. He Googled. He Googled how to create a pipe bomb. He Googled her address. He Googled, what else was it, baby? Do you remember?
How to cover it up.
He Googled everything except I did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he should have just Googled I did the shit. It was me. That's so how he got caught. So he had to plead guilty. Like, he had to. That's him.
Yeah, he looked slow.
Like, R. Kelly, who is your team, bro? Who is around you? It's just ignorance, bro. It's ignorance.
Ain't nobody around now. They desperate.
Yeah, that's all it is. Everybody done quit on him because they feel like, oh, he can't do nothing for
me.
Yeah, at this point, everybody done quit on him. He ain't got nobody. He just like...
Just throwing shit to the
wall. He just trying to do shit. And honestly, I don't understand. Just leave the girl alone. Like, why are you trying to... But he trying to...
He
messing with her because he know that she know a lot. And she... Exactly. She been on the shit. Like, she was one of them people. You know how, like, somebody be with somebody for a long time and they be like, they not getting beat on. They be denying it to people. Mm-hmm. And then somebody eventually tell you... I mean, you eventually lead a person and then... Then now you want to come out and say, oh, yeah, he really was doing it. Yeah. That's what she did.
Yeah.
Because she denied it for so long, but then...
Now you want to...
In the end, when he got locked up, it was like, he did do it to me. Mm-hmm. He did this, and he did this, and he did this. Like, she was going in depth, and it was just
wanted her cake.
At this point, everybody was like, we already knew this.
Mm-hmm.
We already knew it.
We've been trying
to say, a whole damn documentary.
She was in it.
Yeah, she was. Uh-huh. She was in it because her mama, her mama and her sisters, they was in it. Her mama, her sister, and her daddy, they was in it. All of them was in it. Even the girl, the light-skinned girl, too, her family was in it, too.
I couldn't watch that shit, bro.
I could.
I was like, as soon as I seen the sad music at the beginning, and the girl said, he did so much to me. I was like, bro, I'm turning this shit off, bro. I can't even wrap my... I don't want to see them talk about a monster like that. You know what I mean? Same thing with the... Epstein thing. I couldn't watch that either. Like, it just too much. Like,
yeah, I was scared of that too. I ain't gonna lie.
It says he Googled, can you drive in Florida without a tag?
Yeah.
He viewed videos on YouTube.
Think is retarded, man.
Yeah. Information on witness intimidation.
Oh, that would have won. He looked up witness intimidation. He Googled it. Mm-hmm. Best way to intimidate a witness.
He looked up how
what you mean?
He Googled it
before. No, I'm talking about witness intimidation. Like he intimidated. Like R. Kelly intimidated him.
No, he was trying to intimidate the girl.
Oh.
So he working for R. Kelly. R. Kelly basically paying him saying, "Hey, go make sure she don't testify." Yes, bro.
Because if you gonna do it, why you do it on your phone,
bro? What are you serious, bro? Like, they said he basically Googled everything and said, "Hey, I did this shit." How to do I tamper with evidence?
R. Kelly, just leave the girl alone. You ain't gonna get to her.
It's over with, bro. You in jail. They like, got you.
You ain't gonna get to her.
You should have just left the country when you had a chance. The Clark Atlanta.
Oh, Moore yeah. The
all of that shit.
The vaccination saying that they...
Oh, that shit.
Man. They're gonna
require... We said that was gonna happen.
For on-campus stuff.
We said it was gonna happen. They gonna
y'all ain't got enough people to take that vaccine so we can let this go. God, Lee, that's what I'm trying to wait till they get to.
That shit ugly, man.
It's messed up, though. Because it's like, at this point, now you basically saying, I have to get this vaccine in order to return back on campus.
Yeah.
And that's just, I feel like that's just messed up. It's just messed up. Like.
It is, but it ain't. You know, it's like, I see both sides.
Shit, I'm about to create a Craigslist listing. If you need a fake record, hit me up.
Hey, you might be on to something.
Make some money. Nah, I ain't doing shit.
But that shit is, I see both sides. I see as a school, you saying, I want everybody to be safe. I want everybody to be protected. If you come back to this school, you're on my campus. I don't want to be liable for anything. But at the same time, if you're choosing not to say, I'm not taking it, and I want to go to this school, that is fucked up.
Emory hopped on as well.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of schools. It's Emory, Morehouse, Spelman. It's like six or seven of them.
They getting paid.
Private school colleges.
They getting paid for them.
I mean, of course.
They getting paid to basically enforce that.
Yeah. But it's going to be a lot of companies that follow suit.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a lot of them that follow suit. It's just...
I'm just waiting because it's... I want to see who all going to do it. Because I guess I ain't going to be shopping at Walmart. I ain't going to be shopping at Kroger. I ain't going to be shopping at... Because you know they going to be next.
They going to have it at the door. I mean,
you're going to have to put your card in the little swap machine.
That's what I was saying. Okay, so you've been scammed before with the little temperature thing, right?
Uh-huh.
You've been scammed before. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen somebody, like, not pass that? Mm-hmm. I've never seen nobody not pass that. So I want to know, like,
what you mean what not passed it?
Because, you know, it
happened to me.
You, and they didn't let you in?
When I went to the doctor, I was rushing. It was hot as hell outside.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. In the summertime.
And I'm running in there. She took my temperature, and I was over at the...
Yeah, the limit.
I was probably like at 100 or something.
Mm-hmm.
She put me in a fucking secluded room by myself.
Wait, at the doctor's?
Yes, and I was mad because
well, that's different, though.
No.
That's at the doctor's.
All COVID people in this room. Now you put me... Yeah. I don't have COVID. I'm just hot because I drove here with no AC.
So you should
have
went back outside.
I had my appointment was coming up, so she put me in that room, and that's why I was like... I was mad at her. I let her know. Like,
but I'm saying like as okay, that's at a doctor. But I'm saying like.
But even
I'm saying at Walmart, at Kroger's, at you know, at these places where they checked our temperature at the when we went and got our feet and hands done.
They might tell you can't come in.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
I've
had that happen to me at the salon before. Somebody came in there with a temperature. It was in the summertime. Somebody came in there with a temperature of 100.8.
That's
high. And so then I was like, "Yo, temperature high." And so then I was like, "Go to the restroom, wash your hands, cool off, and stuff." And then she came back; it was like 96.8.
Yeah, that's what they just make you sit down for a second. And
yeah, like
you check you in, you still at 100.
Yeah. Now you got it. Now you got that shit. You gotta go.
You might have it.
Right.
Damn, man. But I see both sides of it, man. You want people to be safe, but I don't know. That's tough.
But I feel like if that was the case, then that mean all these schools finna start. Yeah, they said they about to. I think next week they about to maybe open it up for kids.
Mm-hmm. To my 16
the kids
and
stuff.
Younger.
I'm so thankful this ain't happened while I was in school.
My mama took the vaccine. I know she when it's opened up for my brother, she gonna make him take it.
I think everybody
not even make him take it. He's gonna take it.
Yeah, I think all the older people have somewhat given in.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's they scared.
Yeah, you know my auntie got hers yesterday and she said her arm sore.
Huh?
Now I'm scared.
What? It gonna be I'm Legend in this motherfucker.
Nah, that's
exactly, bruh. That's what
it's gonna be more cancer, more fucking all this shit finna happen now. Yeah. People gonna be diagnosed with cancer.
But that was you did.
And
I'm
diagnosed
Legend,
with all this other stuff.
They had the cure for cancer and I'm Legend. And then that's when everybody turned to zombies.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be a cure, and then everybody took it. And then that's basically what this shit is. Like, you get a vaccine, everybody get shot.
But I don't know, though, because they're saying you might have to follow up with this vaccine in a couple years.
Yeah. No, they said 10 months.
Okay. Yeah, it's like...
Mm-hmm. They said 10
no,
months.
No, it's as soon as you take this, next year, you got to take it again. It's going to be like an every year thing, like a flu shot. It's gonna be the same shit.
I just
shit.
Feel bad for the people who be like, next year, I'm not taking it again. I already took it this one time. I'm not taking it again. Shit. Then guess what? They might end up getting
exactly.
sick because their body might withdraw from it.
Exactly.
And you just never know. That's all the stuff that I'm thinking about. Like, if it came to me, if it was like, you need to be safe, I would take this vaccine. But just because, for one, it's out here. People don't even know what's in the vaccine. Like, what is, it's a vaccine for the coronavirus, but shit, what is the coronavirus? We don't even know what that shit is.
But we don't know what none of the medicines, what we get.
Exactly.
But it's like, at the end of the day, I agree with your point. It's like, I can't trust it because the government has done wrong by us before.
Mm-hmm.
You've done so many things wrong. We have more knowledge now than ever before. Mm-hmm. So now we see the results of what y'all have done to our communities, what y'all have done to our neighborhood. We see it, bruh. So why would we trust it, bruh? I'm not finna trust y'all, especially with some shit y'all just made up over the past year. Like, come on, bruh. I ain't trusting y'all neither, man. Let me. I'll wait for in a year or so.
So now we're maybe supposed to get the coronavirus shot and the flu shot?
Yeah.
Does that coronavirus shot take care of?
Because it's different. No,
it's different.
It's different.
They shooting your ass two different up with things. they wiping niggas out every which way possible, man. Mm-hmm. And it's,
that's
and
all
it's,
it is.
But it's going to be over 10-20 year span. It ain't going to be.
Oh, yeah, it ain't going to be.
Oh, yeah. It's going to kind of seem normal. It's going to be like folks just going to be dying out.
They died from this.
That's what, who said it? Somebody said it.
It's like that chicken pox thing they made all of us get.
Mm-hmm.
When chicken pox was so popular when we were younger, they started making everybody get the vaccine.
Now people don't even get chicken pox. People don't even get chicken pox no more. I can't remember.
I've never had it.
I think I had it.
I had it for you. I had it twice.
I had it.
That shit itch though. You gotta think about shingles like and all that shit.
Man, it's.
And like the new thing is with the kids is hands, foot, and mouth.
Yeah, that's
The new thing with the that's the chicken pox right there. How chicken pox is
That shit crazy.
What is it called when you can catch it real quick? It's contagious. Yeah.
It's
hands, foot, and mouth is contagious. I used to work in a daycare with 3-year-olds, and of course they put stuff in their mouth. They put dirt in their mouth. They do all that type of stuff because they're curious. They just want to know, and so. One time, this little girl came to school. She was, she had done recovered from it or whatever, but you could tell like she had big blisters on her arm and stuff. She had, I think she had a blister. It really just be your hands, foot, and mouth, and then be in your mouth and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes, but you can get like I know my kids got it because they was nasty. The parents was nasty. They didn't take them baths and stuff. Like they'll be at school and stuff and. I get them a Band-Aid. They'll be having that same Band-Aid on for like 2 or 3 days.
Dang.
And when they'll take it off, it'll still be the little mark right there. Mm-hmm. And then they'll go home, and the mark will still be right there. And I'm just like, they didn't take a bath. Because if you would have took a bath, you would have scrubbed that Band-Aid little place off.
Damn, boy, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That shit crazy. Like, your upbringing plays such a significant role in the person that you become. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, bro. But we were talking about, like, evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Like the same way animals evolve over time. Mm-hmm. The same way, like they were talking about an anaconda snake, when it eats the thing full, like it don't die, it don't chew.
It just
swallows it whole.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It swallows it whole and then it breaks it down while it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, woo! Some of them would die.
Because
they couldn't breathe.
Because
you feeding it, they don't have a mouth.
Uh-huh.
They don't have a nose, so they breathing. So now over time they've evolved to where a part of their mouth pokes out, and then they can breathe through a little tube that they created. So it's like evolution is real. Mm-hmm. Like I mean, like so even with roaches, ooh. You spray a roach, they used to die instantly from raid.
Mm-hmm.
You spray a roach now, them niggas run off and die somewhere.
They have to make new, that's why they coming out with bug spray every so often because so, they fighting the bug spray.
Yeah, so it's the same thing with any flu or, you know, the shingles, hand for the mouth, it just evolves and gets stronger. And the same way COVID is going to get stronger. Mm-hmm. And then you have to come back and try to dose it out again. And like, that shit, it's thing. Just, yeah, yeah. It's just.
COVID is probably just an evolved flu. Because
it probably is. A lot of people die from the flu. What's the other thing that's like the flu? It's just pneumonia. That's all it is.
And it's just because so many people caught it and so many people died. That's why it's so significant now.
And I just feel like all of this was planned because they were warned about this and it could have not spread this much had they did something back in December 2019.
It was Trump.
Instead of letting it go crazy like this.
He fired the CDC people that Obama had in place.
This many people would not have got sick. Yep. It wouldn't have been this bad.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They wanted us to get these vaccines. It's more money for them.
Yep. It's all more money.
It's free right now, but a year from now, 2 years from now, you have to pay for them shots. You don't have to pay to keep coming back and getting it. It's all big pharma.
Yep.
Just like I was reading when we had went to Cali.
What you know about that?
Future be saying that. Hey, don't talk about them. Yeah, don't talk about them, but they're gonna get our ass.
But I was looking at the travel requirements and stuff, and like certain states can say that they want to require vaccinations. They want to require for you to be tested, even if you're in the country, like in the United States. They can say whether, like, I was looking at some states do have, you do have to have a vaccination to get into the state. I don't know which ones. I can't remember.
Even if you drive?
No. Just flying. You got to show proof of that when you're flying. You got to show proof of COVID tested sometimes when you fly within the states, in certain states. I know out of the country, yeah.
I don't mind that. I'll show a COVID test, but I'm not getting the vaccine. I'll let them stick a little...
Nah, fuck that.
Would you rather be vaccinated?
Neither.
Or if let's say if it was required to do one or the other.
I'll be at the crib.
For the rest of your life?
Get that COVID test.
I mean, I can't move around at all.
I can't. Any state, no other state, no other. If they get real, if they buckle down on it.
Oh, you would be good.
I'm saying if they do.
I tell her again, Taylor. You straight, bro. As long as I can move around in Atlanta, I'm good.
Out.
Hey, you got it. Oh, we were just talking about that too. Never mind. We'll save it for another day. It's 10 o'clock. Yeah, you ready to wrap it up, Tay? What you got for fourth quarter?
My fourth quarter.
Travel. Fuck that COVID vaccine.
Wow. You want me to wrap it up?
She said it. We done. That was a Real Atlanta podcast. Yeah, I did plan.
Hey, I'm good with it. Shit. Fuck it. But yeah, stay safe. Stay prayed up. Move with your head on the swivel. Move militant. Make sure people around you, you trust them and you show them that you love them and care about them, because every day is not guaranteed. Mm-hmm. And you can't take life for granted. And at the same time, you got to move with your head on the swivel. So. Yeah, man, just continue to stay safe, man. If being safe is taking the COVID vaccine, take the COVID vaccine. If being safe is staying away from motherfuckers with COVID, stay away from motherfuckers with COVID. I mean, it's just do your thing, man.
And wear a mask.
Yeah, man.
Just wear a mask. Shit, we done got used to it already. Shit, I'm used to it.
Crap, stop killing us.
Yeah, that too.
Shit. We just want to live just like y'all. My bad.
It's kind of...
Now I'll call you to your face. Crack. I'm leaving that in. Stop. Stop, goddamn. But, bro, I'm just tired of y'all fucking killing us, bro. Let us live, man. We want to live just like y'all.
They be calling us niggers and shit.
Yeah. Shit.
They love
niggas,
that shit. They know that niggas, shit get up on our skin. They
y'all niggas, it. Stop killing black people. Niggas, stop your shit. Stop killing black people, man. Stop killing black people. And niggas, stop killing black people. Motherfuckers.
Fourth quarter. I'm about here.
Nigga, my mic been up out here.
Nah, I was about to say.
Get this shit out.
All the people, y'all go ahead and take y'all vaccines so I don't have to take mine. I be good.
I'm with that. I second that.
Y'all take the vaccine so we won't have to worry about taking it, because y'all gonna take it so it ain't nobody to spread it. Then
exactly. We good, bro. Shit. All the people who had it or got it, take the shit.
I think, what she called, one of my, the stylists in my salon call it the herd. The herd take it first. You know, that's what the people first.
The motherfucker that run to the shit.
Then we get it later. We don't got to get it right now.
Yeah,
y'all go ahead and do that. I ain't getting it out.
I'll take it by a year, 2 years.
Y'all go ahead and get it. If needed. So I won't have to worry about getting it. Please.
On that note, well, shit. I'm thinking it's DJ and Nigel.
Go ahead and shout y'all out then. You might as well.
On that note. But this is DJ ATL. Follow me at YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram. Follow me at.
And it's your girl Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goosby. And last but not least, y'all may not see us often. Sometimes we take a break, a few days a break. But y'all make sure y'all follow the Real Atlanta Podcast, for real, for real. Follow us on YouTube, Anchor, Breaker,
Google Podcast,
Apple Podcast,
Twitter,
Instagram, Facebook. All these platforms, just type in Real Atlanta Podcast and you're going to find us. So y'all make sure y'all follow us. Yes, and we out. Crew for that hoe loose. Crew for that hoe loose. Yeah, crew for that hoe.